tumefanya kazi ya kutosha usiku kucha. Bwana mkubwa, tumefanya kazi hata tusipati kitu. Bwana mkubwa, tumefanya kazi ya kutosha usiku kucha. Bwana mkubwa, tumefanya kazi hata tusipati kitu. Kini kani na lako, nashusha nyavu. Nashusha nyavu.
Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I don't know, I don't want to shout because you know, guys, it's like 1 a.m. guys. I'm recording these podcast episodes at weird hours because kina niramba, guys. Who sent me stuff? So yeah, but I'm really enjoying recording the podcast episodes and I hope you guys are enjoying the content that I'm creating as much as I'm enjoying creating it. Yeah, that's what's up. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Spotify, everywhere. Follow me on Instagram at Spoken Podcast KE at Awino Awiti, and just like be on the lookout for episodes every day this entire December. I know that's right. So I hope your December is December as per usual. Not me. I hope you guys got a life. Not me. Like here at 1 a.m. My friends are out. You know, I'm alone in the house. My friends are out. They've gone to party. And I'm here recording podcast. Like anyway. I'm leaving it too much. Why did I choose this path? Why? Well, I'm super excited. This is podcast day what? Damn. This is day... wait first. Let me explain. So, this entire week, I've been uploading episodes, but not on YouTube. So, I've just been recording audio episodes and uploading on Spotify and other audio streaming platforms that have not been on YouTube because people are on my case. People are asking me, like, where is the YouTube? Where is this today's episode on YouTube? Today's link to the video. And I'm not able to record audiovisual because I had an issue with my phone. So, I just fixed it and that's why I'm back now. You see this face. So, I think the rest episodes are going to be, unless I feel overwhelmed a bit or unless I'm unable to record both video and audio, I'm going to tell you guys. But I'm going to try and record audiovisual because I'm trying to grow, put more content out on YouTube and have more audiovisual content out there. So guys, link, subscribe. So yeah, that's what's up. This is podcast day 8 on Spotify. I just gotta say it's podcast day 8 and so December, today's day what? It's mid-December. The year's almost coming to an end. I was thinking, what this year? I was thinking this year has gone by so fast, and of course the plans we all had the entire year, things to do, what and what. Wait, was I have like okay, guys. If you're a speaker, you know this notebook. Imager, by the way, should I like imager? And let me just show you how I've been using this notebook. I think the pages are just coming out. Like, it's telling me, like, sis, you need to let go. The pages are just coming out. That one, I remember back in high school, they used to tell us that if your exercise book is old, that means that you use it frequently. You're a good student, you're a reader. So maybe. But I had some things here written. Because I'm a notebook girly, I write everything down. So, we're just a few days to the end of 2023. And it's really got me thinking, like, how fast the year has flown and how I had a lot of plans to do. I had a lot of things I had planned for this year. Of course, everyone always has plans for a year when it starts. I had a lot of things I planned for this year. There are things like when I wanted my 2023. There are things that when I wanted this year to be, by the time this year was going to be over, I was hoping that I would have achieved those things. So I was thinking, like, there's some things like that I didn't really do. Let alone achieving the things that I really didn't do on a personal level, not necessarily career wise. Not everything is just going to be about like career. necessarily on a personal level, the things I need to work on as an individual that I was not able to, and some things, there are big things, there are a lot of things that I really wanted to work on as an individual, but I've not been able to because of one or two reasons, because of maybe different other circumstances, different circumstances. And it's got me thinking, like the things like I really needed to do this year. I don't know if I should say, like, things concerning my how should I say this? Things concerning, like, there's just things I wanted to do, like, to elevate. I don't know, like, I wanted to elevate. There's some parts of my life this year. Yeah, I think that's the right word. Like, there's some parts I really wanted to elevate in my life this year. Like, move into a better house. Start. I don't know if it's sounding material, but I'm materialistic. But no, those are just things I wanted to do. Move into a better house. Save up and do a couple of projects. Like, there's just something, some person like I say, but I actually was not able to do some of them, a few of them, and it got me thinking. Wanatumbenga, trust the process. What I'm gonna say, man. I always tell you guys, like, trust the process. So, trust the process, but for real though. I've been trusting this process for a while now. There's some things like, oh, there's some parts of my life that are moving, but there's some parts of my life that are really stagnant. I don't know if any one of you has ever felt that way. There's some parts of my life that are moving, even when people are saying, like, even if you even try to complain, people are like, hey, why are you saying this? And you're left, you're doing this, you're achieving this, like, your life is like, looks perfect, your life looks good, things are moving for you. But some parts of my life are really moving well, but there's some parts of my life that are really, really stagnant. They're really stagnant, and it's affecting me, it's affecting the other parts that are really moving, it's really affecting them, because of course you can't have everything going on at once, I know that, but I always feel like, Why is this not happening? Like, why is this not happening? I've put in the work. I don't know if you've ever felt that way, but I've felt that way. Even when the year was ending, it's almost 2 weeks to the end of, it's 2 weeks to the end of the year. We're almost closing down the year. And of course, when the year ends, the things you have to ask, the thing you write down, if you write down your notes and you write down or your journal or something and write down what you have achieved this year. You go back to your new year resolutions. If you're a speaker, you know that the first episode of this year was me talking to you guys about being intentional. Yeah, that was it. Being intentional in what you want to achieve this year. Write it down about all those things, about creating vision boards and whatnot. And this is the time now, this is the month where we go back to our vision boards, go back to what we wanted to achieve this year, and just go back to where you wrote them, and just go back and just look at what you've achieved. What have you done here? What have you not done? So this is the moment of truth. So I've been really looking at mine. It is somewhere here, I wrote them somewhere here. I've been really looking at mine, and of course there's some things I've achieved. I'm not complaining. I don't sound like I'm complaining. Of course there's some things I've really achieved, but on the other side, the things that have been really stagnant, and I'm thinking, does this process know that I'm trusting it? Because of course I'm trusting the process, but I want these things to move because I'm putting in the work. But of course I'm trying to be kind to myself and patient with myself. So I don't know if it's only me who's thinking or who's feeling like this, but who's feeling overwhelmed and what, who's feeling like things are not moving, they don't want them to move. Things are not, like, of course. So I don't know if you have ever felt that way, that this process, does it know that I'm trusting it? Everyone is always telling us, trust the process, be consistent, trust it, like, politically correct. Trust the process, be consistent, do this and this, show up, be patient, do all those things. But you put in the work daily, especially as creatives, artists. This thing about really trusting the process, it really always hits us hard and so painfully. So I was researching and thinking, maybe what if the process you're trusting doesn't know that you're trusting it, like it's conflicted. What if what you really want deep in your heart to do, maybe you're never meant to do it. So do you just give up trusting the process or continue trusting the process? That was really my main concern. But what I've really learned now is that what I was like doing my research, what I've really learned and I wanted to share with you speakers is that great things take time, of course. Great things take time. Sad but true. Sounds cliche but it's true. Great things take time. And I'm being kind to myself. Those things that I really didn't, I really wanted to move out this year from my previous house. I wanted to move out, but I wasn't able to because tight on cash and whatnot. And so I feel bad. I didn't manage to move out this year. There's some things I really wanted to launch my other merchandise. Merchandise for Unspoken, also the year before the year ends, and I was not able to do that. There's some things I really wanted to do, some things, and I was really working hard towards it, working hard because I had set a timeline that I wanted to do this. You know, you have to target the market, you have to like be situated at the right place, be at the right place at the right time, yeah? So I really wanted to do that in this festive season and that, but I wasn't able to. So yeah, that's happened, but I'm trusting the process. I am being kind to myself. I'm acknowledging that great things take time, and the right time is gonna happen. Like when it's meant to be, like it's when it's meant to happen. I think it's gonna happen. So yeah, that's happened, and I'm having faith. Yeah. I'm really having faith, and I'm hoping things will be good. I'm trusting the process, even though the process doesn't know that I'm trusting it. So, guys, what's the time? It's 12 minutes in. I think I'm going to end that episode here, but I just wanted to come on here and tell you guys that whatever you're doing, because I have a lot of friends of mine who, and other speakers, people listen to this podcast who DM'd me on Instagram. There's a time I put, I think 2 weeks ago, I put a quest Q&A on my Instagram and asked guys to tell me to talk to me about their dilemmas, their stories, things they're struggling with, and whatnot. And the thing that really came out was people felt like things are not moving in some certain parts of their life, the certain points in their life. Like they're trusting the process, but the process doesn't know they're trusting. So I really wanted to talk to you guys like and tell you that you're not alone. You're not alone. Of course, there are things that you don't have, things are just not gonna move in your life just once, all of a sudden. Wow, no. The process, there are lessons that we need to learn on the process. There are lessons that you need to learn on the journey. And that's what I'm really learning. So be kind to yourself. Have faith, yeah, and great things take time. You know that great things take time, but work hard and be consistent. Yeah, so that's the stuff. That's it for this episode. Remember to like, share, subscribe, follow me on Instagram, support my channel. I have an M-Pesa till number. Shamelessly, I have an M-Pesa till number. Support my craft, support this channel. It is 862-7528. That's my M-Pesa till number, guys. I'm gonna leave it in the description box on all platforms, and I'm gonna see you in the next episode. Be safe, piga sherehe, but make wise decisions and keep it unspoken, will you? Adios, bye.